And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Science Museum is offering a six-week ham radio course every Tuesday starting January 22nd at the Science Museum. This is for kids and adults ages 10 years and older. For further information, the website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org. Cité des Arts will be featuring comedians and a hypnotist this weekend. Flip Orley will be performing at Cité des Arts, and comedian Jimmy Pineapple. For further information, you can go to citédesarts.org. And the nonprofit organization Deuxième Vie in downtown Lafayette, Deuxième Vie Creative, will be having a special event tomorrow. They're having a purging of their shelves, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They're making room for more creative items and more items to help people be creative with recycled goods. So you can certainly participate in their Purge the Shelves event tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 549 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. Deuxième Vie has a Facebook page and I believe a website, so you can look up what they do in our community. The Acadian Museum will be honoring Leo Touchet, a photographer, with their Living Legend Award this Saturday, January 12th. Acadian Museum is in Erath, but the award ceremony for photographer Leo Touchet will be in Brobridge this Saturday at Joie de Vivre Café at 1:30. For more information, the website is acadianmuseum.com. Festival International de Louisiane will have their pen and poster event this weekend for Second Saturday Art Walk. It will be at Rock and Bowl during Art Walk. For more information, you can go to the Festival International website. Looking ahead to next week here on the UL campus, there will be a concert at Angel Hall called Neo-Romantic Music for Cello and Piano, featuring cellist Molly Goforth, accompanied by William Plummer on piano. That's at 7:30 Friday, January 18th at Angel Hall. The Louisiana State Arboretum will celebrate Arbor Day Saturday, January 19th, starting at 10 a.m. in the morning. They'll have a tree seedling giveaway, lots of events going on at the Arboretum. You can find out more by calling them. They also have a Facebook page if you search for Louisiana State Arboretum. And the Tommy Como Traditional Music Program here at UL will feature jazz singer Lori Antonielli next Saturday, January 19th in Burke Hawthorne Hall in the theater. You can find out more by going to the Facebook page. Their Facebook page is Como Trad Music. And the Gaines Center will feature a reading by Jamal Brinkley. He was the winner of the Literary Excellence Award. He is the author of A Lucky Man. He'll be reading Wednesday, January 23rd, 6 p.m. at the Ernest J. Gaines Center. And looking a little further ahead in January, the 14th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival will take place January 23rd through 30th. And we'll be speaking with the founders of the festival a little bit more later on this month. And